The Boston Globe's largest union voted overwhelmingly to approve a new contract yesterday, accepting $10 million in pay and benefit cuts. Union members narrowly turned down a similar contract offer just 6 weeks ago. As WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports, the union's approval will help keep the Globe afloat as it looks for potential buyers.
Yesterday's approval came just 6 weeks after the same union rejected a similar contract. After the Boston Newspaper Guild's no vote in early June, management said talks had stalled and had instituted an across-the-board pay cut. Guild members, including reporter Scott Allen, who voted no at the time, were immediately out 23% of their salary.
That's a quarter of your pay, and losing a quarter of your pay week after week after week, that's very expensive, and it tends to focus the mind on how to end the situation.
To end the situation, Allen ended his opposition. He voted yes this time around, one of about 100 Boston Newspaper Guild members who made the switch. Globe management praised the union vote. Here's newspaper spokesman Bob Powers.
We deeply appreciate the sacrifices that Guild members are making to help sustain the Boston Globe's mission of delivering high-quality journalism to the greater Boston community.
Guild members voted to take about a 6% pay cut and big hits to benefits and lifetime job guarantees. Those sacrifices will be appreciated by prospective buyers of the newspaper, too, says Boston media analyst Dan Kennedy.
Although a very bitter pill to members of the Boston Newspaper Guild, nevertheless, it does give the Globe a chance to move forward.
After all, the monetary concessions won't be enough to turn around the Globe's losses, projected to be tens of millions of dollars this year. But the new labor contract does give management more options. At a time when no one knows how to fix the newspaper's business problems, the Globe's owner can now offer potential buyers more flexibility to give it a shot. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.